Hello, hello, everybody. So sorry, we are just a couple of minutes late from our standard live time, but I'm going to give everybody just a few minutes to jump on and hang with us. Guys, bear with me if my voice sounds a little off today, or if you're just like, what's going on? I'm here. We're doing this, but I'm trying to not let this whatever's going around get to me. So, Katie is here with us today, guys, and you guys always see the person that is going to be our guest. And I am really looking forward to this today's conversation because University Tees is doing something different than I have heard from, you know, anybody in our industry. And we're going to dive into that today, as well as going over just really kind of understanding what University Tees business is. We'll get into that live introduction in just a minute. So you guys know the drill. If you're tuning in live, tell us your name, your business, and of course, where you are tuning in from. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. Please use the comments, the comment box to ask any questions and really just interact with us. I love doing these lives. That way we can answer those questions, or you guys can get personal feedback, you know, from either Katie or myself. So here we go. It's time to rock and roll. Let's do this. This podcast is designed to have conversations with apparel decorators just like you and industry experts that can have an impact on your business. Today's conversation is about Greek life and building community through trends. And I am so excited because we have University Tees joining us today. Katie Wolanczyk.
Got it.
Katie Wolanczyk. She is the director of marketing and e-commerce. And their business isn't just Greek life. However, what I find really intriguing is how they've really built a community within Greek life. So if you are listening to this, or you're starting to listen to this, and you're like, I don't touch Greek, I don't do anything Greek, take what we are saying and what we are going over and mold it for your business. This is just what they have done to really kind of grow theirs. And I've been to their facility. It is massive. So when I say they have, you know, really kind of taken something and made it huge, it's truly that. So Katie, thank you so much for your time today. Give us a little bit, you know, brief background on University Tees, and then of course yourself and what you do with the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So excited for today. And I hope a lot of what we talk about, like Kelly said, does relate past college and Greek life. Like there's just standard marketing 101, like playbook practices and like what we've done that I think everyone can take from this. So super excited. So some more background on UTs. So we've been around for about 20 years. We were founded in 2003. Our founders were actually attending Miami University and they were facilitating merch for their fraternity. It was kind of a clunky process. There wasn't really like a good college provider to get them good merch. So they said, like any entrepreneur really does, they said there has to be a better way. So they started UTs off of that. They outsourced their orders to production facilities, started hiring more campus managers like themselves, started working with other organizations and facilitating merch. So that started in 2003. And then now we've grown into what we are today. We've hired more campus managers and just keep doing the same thing, but are across 350 college campuses. We have about 700 campus managers. So we've really taken what the founders did in 2003 and like flourished that to what it is today. So yeah, like Kelly said, our production facility, we're super proud of it. In 2021, we built a new facility. It's 90,000 square feet. So we're really proud of the college growth has allowed our in-house production to like fuel to what it is today and expand to more than just college, but being like a big decorator in the Midwest.
I love it. Yeah. So, guys, what we're really going to dive into is those campus managers. And before we kind of, I guess, get into how that came to life, How would you describe what a campus manager is?
Yeah. So they're a current college student and they facilitate a chapter or an organization's merch order. So if like a sorority, fraternity, or a college wanted to get, hey, we want to get shirts for an event, they're on campus collaborating with them to get their design, pick their product, coordinate back with UT's HQ and get them their order. So they really are like, they're more than what you would think of a general ambassador, like the industry ambassador. They're like a sales rep. They're just a current college student. And I think that the success and value like we've seen with it is that the customers like working with a peer, like they like being next to someone who like gets it and they're actually in their same place. Yeah. Like currently in college. So that's what they do on campus for us.
So how did this kind of evolve? Where did the whole, you know, campus manager come from? You know, I know it was, the company was started in 2003, but was it this like epiphany? Oh, we need to have, you know, boots on the ground in campus, or did somebody bring that idea to you guys?
Yeah. I mean, it really was originated from our founders doing it themselves, and they became our first campus managers. But then I think the credit to them of how they evolved it into what it is today. It's not like we grew it to 800 people in 1 year. Like that's evolved over 20 years of different ways to facilitate orders. Like we could have done a route where we went with like an HQ sales rep. But I think the value that we saw in the campus manager, and I think like also the value that we've seen in like growing them and developing them has been like so fruitful, and like why UTs exist today. Like it's so much more than just, yeah, they help them get merch, but like we're growing these students into who they are. And most people who work for HQ now were campus managers. So it's like evolved into this like bigger community of something like we're really proud of in that way.
That's one thing that I've absolutely loved learning about was the campus managers and how they eventually grow into being part of UTs permanently. And I think it's great to be able to not only, you know, start building somebody when they are in college, but working with them time and time again and having them know the business inside and out. Like, I don't necessarily like the word grooming, but it's almost like you're grooming, you know, not the perfect employee, but that employee that has, you know, ate, slept, and breathed merch. And when you bring them on, they already believe in the company. They already are invested and they already know what's capable. So really kind of building that community within UTs as well, I think is just something that is really, really cool and unique. And while you guys are a large business and sometimes smaller businesses might not be able to do that, it's a great way to start thinking outside of the box to start building, you know, younger. That way you can bring in somebody that's just so eager to work for the company.
Oh, absolutely. And like, we have so many interns that we have all the time that any business could have. Like they are so eager to learn, and they are some of like, they've given us some of the best marketing and sales ideas like we've had over the years. And I think anyone can learn from that. Like there's so much value they can learn from working with a marketing organization or a sales organization as an intern, and then eventually move into a full-time role. And I think the cool part that we've learned too with the campus manager program is like, we're giving them optional resources. We're giving them optional sales trainings, conferences, et cetera, but they don't have to do it. But the ones that do are the ones that shine and the ones that like stay in our community and in UTs. But I think anyone can do that. And it doesn't need to be, it can be at a small scale too. It can start at something lower and they would find success in it. It doesn't have to even be college students. Like I think there's something to be said too with just, again, back to like just a marketing 101 concept of like, you should talk to your customers and stay in touch with them, but having them as ambassadors, like I have direct access to them all the time, but they're also our customers. So that could relate to any organization in any industry, really.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So when you are, you know, working with your college ambassador, I keep calling it ambassadors, but they're college managers, right?
Campus managers is what we called them. And, but they, you know, they are, yeah, they're ambassadors. So either way is fine.
Well, I want to call them correct. You know, I want to use the correct term, but
your CMs, campus managers.
Well, campus managers. So When you are kind of planning and forecasting what's coming next in the industry, you guys are right on top of the trends with the products and designs that you are putting out for customers to purchase. How are you staying on top of those trends? Are you relying on your campus managers? Is there something that you guys are doing outside of that to really kind of hone in on what you need to be offering?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely heavily rely on our campus managers because they are our customers. And like, from just a tactical how perspective of if a marketer is listening to this, like, we're constantly hosting focus groups, constantly hosting brainstorms. We have them in Slack channels, polls. Like, it's crazy the amount of people that I've encountered that love to talk to a marketing team and a marketing brand and give their opinion without any pay, like literally for free. They love free products. Like,
people love it.
Yeah. So we like never make assumptions ever, our team internally. Like, we always talk externally. That's how we've been able to stay on top of like all of our design forecasting. And then on top of that, like, yes, we have them, but also just going on campus, again, wherever, whatever industry you're in or whoever your demographic is, even just being in front of them, like every single time we come home from campus, I learn something new. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the newest thing, or this is what they want, or this is what I was seeing everyone wear on campus. And I wouldn't have had that if I just stayed working from home, like behind my computer. So just being like directly in front of them has given us so much. And again, a lot of people listening, we're all attending like the PPAIs, we're all attending the industry things, and that's great too. But something about the value that we get actually being where our customers buying is like even more valuable than like attending some of those things too.
For sure. One of the biggest things I always tell people is like, go into retail stores.
Yes.
Right. And go into retail stores not on a mission, right? Not with your list to buy things, not with 30 minutes, you got to get in, get out. Go in to really take it all in. And that's essentially what I'm hearing is what you're doing in a way is when you are, instead of going to Target, Walmart, any big box stores and seeing what brands are doing, you're going to where the people are to really kind of witness and see what they're wearing, you know, how they're wearing it, and then taking that back and then conceptualizing and growing what that potential trend is. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things, and that's free, right? That's
literally
you can see what is right in front of you. You just have to be willing to open your eyes and recognize it, because every single day, like, trends are changing and new products are being developed, and the way pieces are worn are changing. And if you're not openly looking for that, then it's just going to be like a standard garment or a standard print to you without really understanding, oh, I'm seeing this massive oversized print over and over and over again. That's your trend. That's how you know that something is coming.
Oh yeah.
We do have a couple, I'm seeing a question here. Carrie, I want to make sure that we are answering this correctly. It says, did you reach out to them with products? So, I know this question is for Katie, but are you asking, does University Tees reach out to campus managers with products, or are the campus managers reaching out to, you know, whomever they're selling to with products? I want to make sure that we've got that on the correct path. And then she also has a question that says, do you go through the university because Ohio State requires you to get license from them? So I know that licensing and, you know, just as a whole is a massive, like, that's a whole other conversation. And I do want to just briefly touch on that, because anytime, you know, with Greek or university logos, there is licensing and trademarks involved in that. So Carrie, we will answer that one a little bit later. Okay. So to Carrie's question, she said the first one. So Katie, I'll let you answer this. Her question was, did you reach out to them with products? So when you are looking for your campus managers, how do you get connected with campus managers? Are you going to them with products? Is there some type of open forum where they can interview? How does that happen?
Yeah, great question. So actually the number one source of how we recruit our campus managers is through is our customer base. So if you've been a customer with us, purchased from us, or engaged with universities in some way, we typically go through that pool of people. We already know that they engage with us and love us, and that's a way to recruit. But outside of that, we use social media. We DM people, we DM organizations. We do like recruiting on campus too, passing out flyers with a QR code, gifting product to get people to apply. Yeah. All things like that. But the main source is through our customer base, really.
Awesome. So, Carrie, hopefully that answered your question. If you have more questions to go into that you want more, it's not forming. The sentence is not coming out. If you have more questions on what she just said, please pop them down below and we can keep diving in a little bit deeper into that conversation. So the next thing that I want to talk to you about, Katie, is keeping the fire alive, mm-hmm. because sometimes it can be really difficult for the day in, day out of a college student to want to keep going in terms of, okay, yeah, I want to keep being a campus manager, mm-hmm. And really, really wanting to grow and work harder. So how do you guys, engage and build within that community to just keep it moving and keep it fun and interactive?
Yeah. I mean, that conversation comes up internally more than you can imagine. It's like our biggest thing. Like if our campus managers are who our company is, like we have to keep them engaged and excited. So it's changing all the time. And I think that's what's like super important for any marketer or salesperson to remember too. Like there's not a playbook that will work that worked last year. Like, especially with a college student, like obviously new things are always coming up and we have to find the newest ways to engage with them. But I would say recently some like best practices of things that we do to stay engaged with them and like motivate them. We're always running contests to just generally motivate them, but also like hosting ways for them to engage with the rest of the community. So we have campus managers from like across the country again. So a lot of them get excited to meet another campus manager from another school or hear another marketing major that's like graduating this year and maybe got an internship in New York City. So we like facilitate ways for them to get engaged with one another. The best way we've been able to do that is Slack. And if your organization's mm-hmm. ever thinking about starting any kind of ambassador program, Slack is like absolutely the best way to manage that. And there's a free way to do it. We have so many channels that are fun and we can say, hey, let's like post, what are we doing for Thanksgiving or how's everyone doing with finals and things like that. And then we also have an internal Instagram platform that only our campus manager follow that our sales and marketing team posts on as like, hey, this is what we're doing at HQ today. Like they love to see what we're doing. Or, hey, do you guys want to take this poll? That's like a newer thing that came up because we're like, they're on Instagram. They don't look at our emails. They definitely don't look at our emails. Like, let's get them on Instagram. Let's get them, in Slack. So contests and things like that have been super fun. And then two times a year, we do a sales conference, which keeps like the in-person aspect of it really exciting, which is a cool training opportunity for them and like a resume builder. But it's always changing. Like our marketing team's always asking them, what do we need? We ask them, like, what do we need from you guys? We ask questions, like, what do you guys need to motivate you? What resources do you need? It's like never the same. It's always changing.
You said so many things that just made my mouth drop. One is that what you're doing today is not going to work for tomorrow. Those weren't your exact words, but that's essentially what you said. Absolutely. And sometimes in our world, in our industry, it's so easy to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, right? Or even finally building up that pattern or that system that works. And that's what you know, that's what you do, and you don't deviate from the plan. Where in this case, you guys are constantly changing from year to year mm-hmm. on what you need to do to keep them, engaged, to keep them excited, to keep them wanting to do this. And I think that is like needs to be screamed over and over again in our industry, because change is good. Change is okay. 100%. It's not a bad thing. You can still do and stay true to who you are while adjusting with the time. So just because you're adjusting doesn't mean you're, you know, discarding everything about your business or, you know, the depth of your soul as to why you do something.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great nugget of information. The other thing that I heard was you let them tell you what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way to, one, not only have that communication, but build trust with those that are helping you grow the business by letting them feel comfortable enough to say, you know, hey, this is what we would like to see. This is what would make us happy. And I think that's an excellent way to really retain, you know, those campus managers. I don't know, you know, when they come on as a campus manager, if they have to be at a certain level, or do we call year? I was going to say grade in college.
Yeah.
I think I went to college a long time ago. That's what it feels like now.
No, but,
you know, maintaining a certain year before they can really come into the platform. But at the end of that, it's really retaining them and them wanting to stay connected with university tees. I think that builds not only excellent character for when they go into the workplace, but that makes them feel valuable on different levels.
Absolutely. And I think, as you were saying all that, another nugget that I hope, you know, someone could learn from this, that we made a change that I would say over the past couple of years, was the campus manager now has also evolved into other student programs. So I keep talking about the campus manager. We actually have like five other programs within that they can grow into. Or, hey, I'm not really into the sales. I'm not interested in the sales aspect. I'm more interested in the marketing content creation. So now we have a marketing affiliate program, which is more like a general affiliate industry program.
Sure. Yeah.
They get free product. They give us content. We engage with them in Slack. They actually give us more trend inspo, even more than the sales students. But so the learning there is we saw an opportunity to meet them with what they want, and that helps us. So we were like, let's do it. And it's okay to like have, you know, it can get complex to have all these things going on, but just finding ways to like simplify it and leverage it for the business has like been helpful for us. And I think could be applied to any organization.
Yeah, I think that's just, as you can tell, I think this is such a cool platform, program, experience, all of the above. I'm big on one that is, you can never stop learning. There's always education. There's always something new to learn. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how much experience you have in whatever industry. There's always something to be learned, because what you guys are doing, you know, can be applied in so many different ways to other industries. And not only are you molding characters and future, you know, business people, it's just, I don't know, it's just a really cool platform that I think is pretty special. So I'm swooning over here. I'm like, I just love this whole thing.
UT's fan in you. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Carrie had another question. She said, how was the idea introduced to students?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's evolved into another one that's evolved. The main, again, goal of our program is, yes, they help us facilitate orders, but we're trying to invest in them, develop them, and grow them. So it's a resume builder for them. They're working with a real HQ team. They have a sales goal. Like, this isn't just any other, they could get any job in college, but this one is like the biggest thing they could take to an interview. So I think being able to sell to them, like, yeah, you're also going to make some money doing this. You could make really great money if you really invest in it, but you also like are going to grow. And we're going to give you the resources to be a great sales marketer, communicator, all of that while you're in college. That usually wins them over. And those are the people we want. We want the people that want the opportunity to grow. But then also on the flip side, like the marketing affiliates, if you're an organization that like your marketing team needs more content, or you need people posting about you on social media, like there's also a group of people in college that want to grow their social media following and to be able to post on their social media that they're working with a brand for when they graduate to go and try to actually be an influencer, for example. And that's what they want. And that's what we sell to them. So it's just, it's been cool trying to identify ways to sell the different roles to them and craft it to what they want.
Yeah. So cool. I love it. So while we know we could probably, I could talk to you for hours on this topic, let's talk a little bit more about university teas, because while your core business is Greek life, I think it's always important to have different avenues in a business. I think COVID taught us a lot, and the point of that is to make sure that you have multiple streams or multiple arms going different paths. And for our industry, when it comes to apparel decoration, you guys are growing more and more into the contract decorator services.
Yeah.
Now, how do you kind of enter into that world when Greek life and has kind of been, you know, I don't want to call bread and butter, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's the main business. How did you guys get into contract decorating? How was that path even kind of opened?
Yeah, that's a great question. If we didn't have the college business and the growth of that, I mean, I don't even think our contract in-house decoration would be where it was today. Like that, because of that, that was able to fuel an expansion in production, an expansion in decoration, and able to like push us forward on that side of the business. Which then at that point we saw an opportunity to, hey, we can partner with other people. Like we're doing great things here with our decoration in house. We can absolutely partner with other organizations to help other retailers take our decoration to their market. So being able to actually leverage what we have going on at college to sell to a retailer and say, hey, look at like the in-house expertise we have. Like we have to stay on top of design. We have to stay on top of decoration trends, product trends for our college business. So we already have that, and we can bring that to you on the contract side as well. That's been really, really like a unique for us that I don't think a lot of organizations maybe have that we're really lucky to come forward with.
Has the switch been different in terms of mindset? Because, you know, for you guys with your campus managers, that's a really very open conversation. They're coming to you. They are helping you guide guide you down the path of what campus life needs.
Yeah.
Like that.
Which is very different. Yeah. Very, very different than.
Yeah. And then when it's contract decorating, it is
a whole different world.
Boom. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Well, conversation is short and choppy, and it's not, you know, going to be all old hands and friendly.
Yeah. Well, and I think like I'm proud of how UTs has done that, because we have a really, really strong account sales team for the decoration contract business. And I think the strength that comes from them is, yeah, they have everything that the college team's doing, but they are just focused on the contract business and what they can help there. And I think the space that we've kind of found that we feel like the decoration business, maybe that the customers, like our clients, really want is just a reliable decorator, like someone who delivers on time, who says they're going to do what they're going to do. And who also, like, I think everyone understands that things come up and problems happen, but just like transparency and that reliability. That's where like the past, like 1 to 2 years, we've felt, hey, like we're good at this. Like we have an account team that's really strong, and we're invested in them and being able to be a reliable decorator. And our decoration team and production team is absolutely incredible, and the facility and everything. So I think having that separate team has been able to also fuel the contract growth. And that's where I definitely see like the future of our organization going, is continuing to build those two, but to come together and share connections between the two, share trends that the college space is seeing, share trends the contract space is seeing, whether it's from decoration or apparel. That's where I totally see us going.
With the campus managers, do they have the ability to go and capture contract business for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We love to overlap. We love to bring in our contracting to train them, especially the ones, the campus managers that want more, opportunity. The contract team has multiple interns every summer from our campus manager group. We just recently hired a campus manager onto the contract team. So much overlap. We're lucky there.
Yeah, that's a really a great way to keep expanding on something that you already have without completely changing a process that you know that works for you. And I think that is another good little nugget of information to take, is that just because you're expanding and going down maybe a different path, it doesn't mean that you have to completely change what's true to university tees.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, before we wrap up really fast, what is a piece of advice you would say to somebody that is not as a small to mid-sized company that is really looking to grow, but in terms of capacity, they're kind of tapped out. They don't really have, you know, employees they can hire. Is there anything that you'd recommend on ways for them to still continue to grow without feeling just depleted?
Yeah. Well, clearly through this conversation, I'm an advocate of ambassador programs. So I'm going to lean into that a little bit, just because UT's has grown like not in a typical sense. Like, we don't have big marketing budgets. We're not investing in paid media as much as like a big brand is. We could be, but that's not the path we took. Like, and that's not the path many organizations can take. Like, we all have to be resourceful, like marketing and sales. Like, we have to do what we have to do. So we found a lot of success in being able to grow an ambassador team and like a student program and interns to help us with really low resources. You could even start again, like our marketing affiliate program. We started with 10 people. We just got a free Slack. One of us wears a lot of hats just kind of was managing them. But then one of them who was clearly stepping up in it, we said, hey, do you want to come on as an intern, get free product throughout the month, join some teams, and you can kind of lead the group. So like, it's almost like elevating, finding interns within them or elevating them to grow and to build something. So again, to sum that up, like, I think there's a lot of value in like being really resourceful and growing like an ambassador program in any kind of business organization. And it's a lot cheaper than a paid media route. And it's a great way to get content. So a small business, anyone could do that. Absolutely.
I love it. It's really kind of just taking what's in front of you and building it from there. Guys, so normally we ask our guest how you guys can get in touch with them, ask them any questions. In this particular case, University Tees is a little different and with Katie, but I want to make sure that you guys can follow along on their journey, see what they're doing, really have the window to see what's working for them. So Katie, let us know how people can follow you on all social channels, website, and then if somebody is interested in connecting about contract decorating, who's the best person to get in touch with that? And I did just see a couple of questions. So you answer first, and then we'll go to the questions, and then we'll wrap up from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So for contract decorating, utesdeco.com, UTESDECO.com will be the best way to find out more about those services. And you can email myself, Katie Wolanczyk, my name, email K Wolanczyk, Wolanczyk, at UTES.com. And we'd be happy to talk. And even if you don't need someone for contract decorating at this point, but just want to like bounce ideas off each other, we love chatting and talking to other businesses. So please reach out. And then our Instagram and TikTok are at University Tees. So be sure to follow us.
And okay, so question, I love it, Summer. Will this be posted or shared to watch later? So the beautiful thing about our lives is that you can always go watch them through wherever we stream them. So that means right now we're streaming on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. So you can go to either one of those channels, our accounts, our handles on that, and you can look at previous lives. With Facebook, I know we have an event created, I believe, and Carly, Norm, will you just go ahead and pop that link in there on where you can watch it after this. Second, I was like, where am I going with this? Come on, brain, is podcast. So we will actually extract this audio from our live and put it on our podcast channel. So wherever you stream or listen to podcasts, you'll be able to go to the Heat Press for Profit podcast and listen to this podcast. We typically post them a week after. So this is episode 45, and you can listen to that. You should be able to next Friday. Okay, next one is licensing. Is the licensing process difficult to navigate? I have talked with several sororities here and want to get licensed. Do you have any info on that?
Yeah, definitely. And feel free, I think that was Ken, to email me directly.
Yes.
I'm happy to like talk to you about this because we've learned a lot and I love sharing what we've learned. We have a whole licensing team now, but is it difficult to navigate? It's definitely not easy. There's a lot of restrictions you have to follow and you have to figure out a process and you have to submit royalty reporting to them. So it definitely requires some resources. But depending on what you're looking to do with the sorority license, definitely reach out to me because we've actually partnered with a lot of organizations who don't have a license and we facilitate the sales through UTs and just find a partnership and able to help them bring their designs to the sorority market through UT. So there's definitely like an option too. If you'd be interested in collabing with us, please email me and we could talk more. But I would try it. Yeah, anyone can do it. It's just we definitely have a resource at it. It's not something that just you can have a team member just do.
Sure.
Someone has to learn it.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I know Carrie also asked, do you go through the university because Ohio State requires you to get licensed from them? So anytime there is a trademark involved, you do have to have proof of being able to use the trademark, the logo, and that can be logo, design, text, the word itself. Licensing and trademarks are a whole other beast. So if you do not have the license to print for a university, print for a sorority or fraternity, those Greek letters, you do have to have the trademark in order to sell them. So partnering with somebody like University Tees is a great way to overcome that without really jumping into figuring out how to do it all. I know there is a lot of front end and back end documents or documentation that has to be done for that. So I have actually wanted to do a podcast on trademarks and licensing. So Katie, maybe that's something that we can schedule for another time because it's such an important conversation for multiple reasons because there's so many people out there that are printing that do not have that license. And if you're not careful, then it can cause you some major issues. Mm-hmm. So that was a great, great, great question, Ken. Thank you so much for that. Katie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being patient with my brain as we work through, as I work through whatever is trying to take over my body. But for those of you that are still tuning in live, thank you so much for hanging out with us today and jumping in, asking questions. We truly, truly appreciate it. Pop down in the comments if you're still here, a thumbs up or a heart. If you liked this topic, also let us know in the comments as well. That way we can try to have more conversation either around university, around contract decorating, or finding a partner that basically gets you over that hump or that step of being able to print with licensing or trademarks. That's a whole other good conversation. So you guys, you can tune in, stream this Heat Press for Profit podcast wherever podcasts are streamed. Make sure you head over to Facebook and join our Heat Press for Profit community, where you can interact with guests and lots of your peers who are like-minded in this heat printing business. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today, Katie. It's been a pleasure. I truly appreciate your time, and happy December 1st.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next Friday, guys. Bye.